New Zealand golfer Lydia Ko has let another opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame slip while one of her rivals has written her name into the LPGA record books. Oh no. Ko finished in a tie for 17th at the Chevron Championship in Texas. At the other end of the field, winner Nellie Korda is proving unstoppable this season, and we're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Oh, how impressive is Nellie Korda if we just put the whole Hall of Fame thing aside for a minute?
Well, it's just kind of in that zone that sports people talk about. You'd really feel like she really is feeling it. She has won 5 straight LPGA Tour events now, so that's record equaling. There are only 2 women who have done it before her, Nancy Lopez in 1978 and Annika Storenström in 2004. So it was her 2-stroke victory at the Chevron Championship was Korda's 2nd major title. Her previous major victory was in 2021 at the Women's PGA Championship. So that timing would suggest it's been a little bit of a lean time for her. In fact, she didn't win at all last year. So to be in this position now, where next week she could become the first woman to win 6 straight LPGA events, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, while she's finding everything that's working for her, as you mentioned, Lydia Ko finished tied for 17th, 11 shots behind Korda. She did have that rain delay that meant she had to play 22 holes today, so that was 4 to finish off her 3rd round, and then she had her final round. But her final round had 7 bogeys, an eagle on the par 5 8th, birdies on the par 5 13th and par 5 18th. But she'd been in contention earlier in this championship, and it was at the halfway point she was at 10th, and we really did think this might be the time that, you know, if we see her move up the leaderboard and get that elusive win, that'll get her into the Hall of Fame. But the wait continues.
Let's talk about the Black Caps, because they're on the up. They're on the board in Pakistan. What went right for them?
Well, really, it was just Mark Chapman's batting that helped the Black Caps win the 3rd T20 in Pakistan by 7 wickets. It was very early this morning. New Zealand chased down the target of 179 with 10 balls to spare, and that was thanks to the unbeaten 87 off 42 balls from Chapman. All of this is quite the turnaround from the 2nd T20 when New Zealand was all out for 90 and the first match of the series was rained off. So the knock from Chapman has levelled the series. Even if Chapman did have a bit of luck on his side, he was dropped on 17, but here is how he sums up the win.
You know, drop catches are part of the game, and you know, thankfully today I was on the right side of that. But I think it takes nothing away from the performance from our team, and you know, a couple of fast bowlers on debut as well, Zach Folkes and Will O'Rourke. You know, it's not an easy place to bowl, you know, particularly this ground that's pretty high scoring.
So it did have a little bit of help from Dean Foxcroft, who got 31 off 29, Tim Robinson 28 off 19, and Tim Seifert 21 off 16, and earlier Ish Sodhi had taken 2 for 25. But there's still the 4th and 5th games to go in Lahore, and that's on Friday and Sunday.